Motivation has two directions, and both of them can make my life better. Toward motivation moves me in the direction of my dreams. It's like a giant magnet that pulls me toward a positive future. Away motivation moves me away from things I don't want. It enables me to escape a negative past. I'm careful that away motivation doesn't dominate my life. It often has negative overtones, and it's important to not focus on negative things. Nevertheless, when a negative past relentlessly controls my life, the motivation to escape is a great asset. I just need to be careful that in the headlong rush to escape, I don't move in the wrong direction and make my problems worse. Toward motivation is the dominant type of motivation in my life. When I concentrate on a positive future, I automatically leave my negative past behind. I don't let the negatives of life set my agenda. I select a positive agenda, and toward motivation pulls me in the direction of my dreams. Duetto sits peacefully at anchor as the evening sun sets at the end of another perfect day of sailing in southern Turkey. The cameras on board Exit Only click away, recording what it's like to sail on the ocean of your dreams. Just how good does it get when you sail around the world on your own small yacht? I'll be the first to admit that ocean cruising has its ups and downs, but the downs are few and far between, and the ups are so good that you would need a chart with an exponential scale to plot a graph of all the good times. When someone asks me about my favorite cruising destinations, he receives a long list of awesome places rather than one or two spots that are head and shoulders above the rest. Where would I like to cruise once again? Here's a list of my favorite destinations: the Galapagos Islands, the Marquesas, the Tuamotus, Tahiti, Raiatea, Bora Bora, Tonga, Fiji, New Zealand, New Caledonia, Australia, Bali, Borneo, Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, the Maldives, Oman, Yemen, Egypt, Israel, Cyprus, Turkey, Greece, Spain, the Canary Islands, the Caribbean, and the Bahamas. These are the best of the best, and each of them is special for different reasons. As you arrive at each destination, it's as if you are landing on a new planet with different customs, cultures, and languages. Each is a new world, and you get to start a new life at each new destination. That's what it means to be a cruising sailor. You visit new worlds as you sail on the ocean of your dreams. That is your life, and there is no limit to how good your life can become. God must have wanted you to live your dreams. Why else would He have placed them into your heart? If life is for anything at all, it's for living your dreams. Dreams are God's tools. He uses them to make the world a better place. When you live your dreams, the blessings in your life trickle down to other people. God uses dreams to show you that you have the possibility of achieving excellence. Everyone has the ability to achieve excellence in at least one area of their life. When you do great things, God's blessings flow around the world. They flow through you to everyone you meet. God's dream for your life is far beyond anything that you can imagine, and when you say yes to God and get in agreement with His master plan, His dreams for you come true. God needs people who are willing to live their dreams. Go ahead and live your dreams. You'll be glad you did.